7:43 at 9:20 News Now. Some Washington state lawmakers want to roll back recent laws that limit police pursuits. One of those lawmakers is Senator Shelley Short from Washington's 7th Legislative District. Good morning, Senator Short. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Tell us, Senator Short, how are your efforts going to restore police pursuits in our cities and our state?
Well, I appreciate that this is something that you and your listeners are interested in. I think we continue to hear all across the state the importance of public safety and just how challenging it's been for law enforcement to keep our community safe. So dramatic difference. So last week was the cutoff, that committee cutoff, where if bills don't have a fiscal cost, they had to be voted out of committee to stay alive. So there were developments. The House passed a watered-down public safety, kind of restoring some law enforcement pursuits. But the biggest one they left off the table, and that's car thefts. We know that car thefts are up 50% according to the state patrol information, and that justifiable pursuits have increased markedly. So really disappointed that was not included. Of course, if that bill makes it through the House, then it'll come to the Senate where, you know, our efforts would be to strengthen that. The dramatic difference was in the Senate. So the chair of the Law and Justice Committee, Senator Dingra, she passed out a study bill. You know, that's code for do nothing. And I think in what we're seeing across the state of Washington, to just simply pass a study bill is not acceptable at all.
We're talking with Senator Shelley Short from Washington 7th Legislative District. Another thing on your agenda, Senator Short, is to clarify the role of the state superintendent of public instruction.
Sure. This is a bill we saw during the pandemic how the superintendent of public instruction really, overused his authority to come down on school districts that weren't, you know, following the letter of, you know, Governor Inslee's edicts. And the thing that we saw in some of our schools, some of our rural schools, you know, threatening to withhold state funding, basically taking, making complaints to labor and industries to come into these schools and actually threaten fines. You know, the state, the office has a really important role when it comes to oversight, you know, how schools spend money, making sure it's transparent. Those are very important roles. But the Constitution really doesn't say much more than that. And so my bill would actually limit that office's authority to those financial matters and really, you know, re-solidify the local school board's, you know, role in decision-making in local school districts. 295 school districts in very diverse communities. We think those decisions ought to be made locally.
All right, very good. Senator Shelley Short from Washington 7th Legislative District, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy, if that's a possible word, the rest of the legislative session. Good luck to you and your pursuits. Have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.